dictation for Florence, FLORENCE, Stiffke, STEFFKE, July 2029. Address as a letter to Catherine, KATHRYN, Tasson, TS in today, ASSONPA, 775-1640. Dear Catherine, consultation Mrs. Stefki Florence, 96-year-old lady, for abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with two daughters. She has memory issues. Gets meals on wheels, lives with husband. For the last 6 months, appetite down and weight loss, 130, presently 126. Chronic diarrhea, takes pancreatic enzyme replacement. No vomiting dysphagia, no blood melena. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. She has chronic incontinence and wears pulls up. Overall weak, sleepy, some daytime naps, prior edema well controlled, no open ulcers, claudication, mobility restricted, no recent chest pain, weakness but no gross dyspnea, no falling episode, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, review system done. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic diarrhea, question pancreatic insufficiency, prediabetes not on treatment, they denied heart problems, no heart attack, arrhythmia pacemaker, they are not aware of congestive heart failure, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, prior history of gastrointestinal bleeding in the 1990s, secondary to aspirin, with near syncope or syncope, no surgery was done, no blood transfusion, no recurrence, as a young person, hepatitis A without any sequela, some colonic polyps, denies kidney stones or recurrent urinary tract infection, next paragraph, surgeries, appendix, gallbladder, hysterectomy including tubes and ovary for prolapse, no malignancy, cataract surgery. Next paragraph, side effects to niacin. Next paragraph, present medications, Creon, C-R-E-O-N, nifedipine, lisinopril, labetalol, Zocor, magnesium, B12, vitamin D, calcium, torsemide, Farxiga, melatonin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking, present or past. For the practical purpose, no alcohol, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, weight 126, blood pressure 110-60 on the right, 110-66 on the left, standing drafts on the left, 82-50. Chronically ill, no respiratory distress, muscle wasting, moving four extremities, decreased hearing, memory issues, but answer questions, cooperative, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no respiratory distress, lungs clear, no gross arrhythmia, no palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes or JBD, no gross palpable liver spleen masses or ascites, no major edema. Next paragraph, I repeat chemistries. About a year ago, January 2025, creatinine 1.08, October 1.2, February this year 1.37, March 1.67, May 1.45, and now June 1.65, representing a GFR of 28. A year ago, plus minus around 50. Normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose. Anemia around 12.4 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. PTH elevated around 90. This is from May. Urine analysis from February. Trace of protein, no blood. At that time, there was bacteria, few white blood cells, and positive leukocyte esterase. Prior-pro-BNP in January, 4,000. October last year, A1C 6.2 diet only. Cholesterol appears to be well controlled. Pancreatic enzyme, elastase, E-L-A-S-T-A-S-E, low level, suggestive of pancreatic insufficiency, reason for the pancreatic replacement. At that time, parasite testing was negative. The calprotectin, C-A-L, protectin, P-R-O-T-E-C-T-I-N, was indeterminate. Not negative, not positive. Prior normal B12 folic acid, this is a few years back. Prior low ferritin but normal iron saturation. Back in 2023, no monoclonal protein on protein electrophoresis. We are going to do a kidney ultrasound scheduled for July 2nd. There is an echo from January 2025, normal ejection fraction. Does have, however, severe enlargement of both atria. At that time, calcification mitral valve. Otherwise, minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, subacute. No major activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Imaging to be done. Has memory issues but no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Echocardiogram will be also updated. There is low blood pressure with severe postural changes. Requesting nifedipine, lisinopril to be placed on hold, will remain on labetalol, which is beta and alpha blocker. Also takes torsemide that will also be need to place on hold given the GI losses from exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. This very well could be pre-renal state. Presently no need for phosphorus binders. No need to change diet for potassium. Bicarbonate elevated probably from diuretics. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. We'll assess. All issues discussed with the patient and family. End of dictation.